You're listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz, and it's Tuesday, September 30th. The city of Astoria is considering a new pilot program to help people who might struggle to pay their utility bill. The proposal comes as the city anticipates higher utility rates going forward. The assistance program would be in partnership with Clatsop Community Action, and eligibility would be based on income. The program's aim is to help people whose income is at or below 30% of the Clatsop County area's median income. The city's current assistance program is only available to a household once every 6 months. The new pilot program would offer assistance to people every month while funding lasts. City councilors expressed their approval for the pilot program during a work session Monday night. Several councilors noted that some people who may need the assistance may not qualify under the proposed eligibility requirements. City staff said the pilot program will be a way to collect more information about those circumstances as people apply. The city expects to adjust the program based on the response to the pilot program. The City Council is expected to further discuss and vote on the pilot program at its next meeting on October 6th. Local business owners say they are feeling the effects of the Trump administration's tariff policies. Since April, the federal government has taxed nearly all imports to the United States at a 10% baseline. On Friday, President Trump announced new tariffs on imported drugs, furniture, and trucks, set to go into effect tomorrow. Katie Murray, the owner of Astoria's Purple Cow Toy Shop, says tariffs have forced her to raise prices, and she's considered no longer carrying some big-ticket items. The bulk of her inventory is imported. She's hesitant to order new stock because she's concerned customers won't be willing to pay the higher prices. Kevin Leahy, the executive director of Clatsop Community College's Small Business Development Center, said these pressures are widespread. He added that the overall economic uncertainty is causing some businesses to hold back on other decisions, like renovations and expansions. This story comes to us through a news partnership with The Astorian. Razor clamming opens tomorrow on Clatsop beaches as the annual conservation closure that began on July 15th comes to an end. During the closure, shellfish biologists with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife surveyed the razor clam population on Clatsop beaches. This is a highly productive area and is where most of Oregon's razor clams are harvested. Matt Hunter with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife says they found a good number of young razor clams, and that should make for a particularly good harvest going into 2026. For now, Hunter says clam diggers should be selective this fall. For the best chances to find a larger clam, diggers should target only the large clam shows, the holes and dimples in the sand that indicate a clam is right below. Hunter says to look for a show that's bigger than a nickel. He says once young clams start growing in the spring, digging could be much more successful. Diggers can only harvest the first 15 clams that they dig up, regardless of size or condition, and a shellfish license is required for anyone 12 years and older. Next year, the Oregon State University's new wave energy testing facility off the coast of Newport could be kicking out its first volts of electricity as companies begin testing devices. The Federal Bonneville Power Administration will be the lone customer for that emissions-free energy. In a recent agreement with PacWave, the university's test facility, developed in partnership with the U.S. Department of Energy and the state of Oregon, BPA agreed to buy all power generated at the site. The site is licensed to produce up to 20 megawatts of electricity per hour, enough to power several thousand homes. Dan Helen, director of PacWave, says it's unlikely the facility will get close to that output. He expects that at least two of the three companies that have signed on to test at the facility will be ready to get started by next fall. This story comes to us through a partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald, online at TillamookHeadlightHerald.com. Oregon will see higher gas taxes and vehicle fees under a road funding bill passed by Senate Democrats on Monday. Dirk Vanderhart reports.
Democratic leaders have failed repeatedly to find new money for roads this year. That changed Monday. The bill they wound up passing will hike gas taxes by 6 cents a gallon, roughly double vehicle registration fees, and increase a payroll tax for public transit. The new money will prevent deep layoffs at the Oregon Department of Transportation and fund city and county road projects. Democrats like Senator Con Pham said higher costs are worth it.
We're talking about substantially less money than many Oregonians spend a month on Netflix, all to ensure that we maintain the existing roads, bridges, buses, sidewalks, and highways.
But Republicans like Senate Minority Leader Bruce Starr disagree. They urged Democrats to refer the tax to voters.
They're afraid of Oregonians saying no to this massive tax increase.
The bill's passage caps a month-long special legislative session that concludes Wednesday. In Salem, I'm Dirk Vanderhart reporting.
Business leaders in Oregon mostly agree that federal troops should stay out of downtown Portland. One downtown business owner says more needs to be done to revive the city's center, but the National Guard is not the answer. Kyra Buckley reports.
Lisa Schroeder opened up Mother's Bistro on the corner of Southwest 3rd and Ash Street more than two decades ago. She's been a critic of how the city has handled downtown's problems, including the pandemic departure of office workers. It's slowly getting better, but Schroeder says the city needs to find solutions such as converting office buildings and creating more housing. National Guard troops can't help with that, and Schroeder says the narrative from the federal government could be harmful.
The negative PR does not help. So when we talk about boarded up buildings, they're not boarded up due to riots and protests. They're boarded up because right now people are not downtown.
Schroeder says if troops do end up in downtown Portland, it will be a waste of time and resources. But Mother's Bistro would welcome them with pastries and coffee. I'm Kyra Buckley reporting.
For weather today in the lower Columbia River region, showers with highs in the low to mid 60s, windy with gusts as high as 33 miles per hour possible. More showers this evening with lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, showers with possible thunderstorms high in the low to mid 60s, breezy again with gusts up to 30 miles per hour possible. You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday, although beginning tomorrow, there will be some changes. Today is the last day we will have NPR playing on this station for now. Tune in tomorrow for the morning news at your usual time. The first half hour will be partner programming. Starting at 8:30, you'll hear local and regional news and the Ship Report, which will air around its usual time, at about 10 till 9. If you have questions, concerns, or feedback, email us at feedback@kmun.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.